You are welcome to the podcast of Dominion Chapel International, the special place. We are a church that believes in pure worship, unadulterated word and family. Be enlightened as you listen to this message.
This morning we're going to continue a discussion began on Thursday, looking at our identity in Christ Jesus, who we are in Christ. Hallelujah. Your definition is Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
You are not what you've been through. You're not what you're going through. You are not where you're coming from. You are who Jesus is.
Hallelujah.
The beauty about knowing Jesus is that the more you know him, the more you know yourself. The more you know Jesus, the more you know yourself. He is your clear, distinct, precise definition. That is why when you begin to know Jesus, you begin to function the way you are meant to function. Praise the name of Jesus. That's what Paul said, I may know him, that I may know him, that I may know him, that I may know him, and the power of his resurrection. Why? Because when you know, you become. When you know, you begin to behave like him. He is your definition. Glory to God. Now, this is from Apostle Peter. And the first time Peter meets Jesus, Jesus Christ defines him. And so we're going to read something about Peter, but this is what Peter is saying to us as a church. Can we read together? 1, 2, 3, 4, go. Slowly and carefully. 1, 2, 3, 4, go. Read one more time again. Now, can you personalize it? 1, 2, go. It's an English sentence. One more time, personalize it. Finally, one more time, personalize it.
I am a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, made in the praise of him, who called me out into his marvelous light.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. How many of you know that your Christian your Christ encounter is for a victorious life? How many of you know that? You sure?
Yes, sir.
Now, what does it mean to have a victorious life? I think it means that you are in charge.
Yes, sir.
As simple as that. Tell neighbor, I'm in charge.
I'm in charge.
Tell neighbor, I'm in charge.
I'm in charge.
Tell neighbor, I'm in charge.
I'm in charge.
Tell that person, I'm in charge.
I'm in charge.
Hallelujah. And so our Christian encounter, our encounter with Jesus Christ, was not just an issue of our sins being forgiven, but much more that we will begin to have a life that we can be in charge, being controlled. What makes people cry doesn't make us cry.
Yes, sir.
When people say there's a downfall, we say there's a lifting. We are always opposite in the way we see things and how we look at things. Praise the name of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
I was telling the brethren that came for the youth all night, we're talking about the mystery of praying in tongues. And I don't know how many of you understand that mystery of praying in tongues. See, every meeting that is organized in church is to build us up. Now, I was telling them something that, people of God, this Christian walk is real. This Christ encounter is real. This Jesus you have received is real. All right? And so this life you have received makes you always, you are always against what is against you. You are always against it. Anything that is an opposition, you oppose it. That's the kind of life you have received. And I was telling them that there's a life we have received. This body can't tell us what to do. Are you with me? That is the life you have received. It's not just forgiveness of sins. It's a victorious life. It's a life that conquers. You may not look it, but you are it. That's the kind of life you received. When things are very bad, you don't say they are bad. When things are so out of management, you don't say we are trying to. You're not trying to manage. You are in control. That's the life you have received. Are you here at all?
Yes, sir.
You know, sometimes some of us, where we even look, it's like life is not easy at all. You know, I was checking some of my status today. There's a young man that used to be in our church some years ago, and all his prayer was to travel out. I know you know him. All it's like there's nothing that can happen in Ghana here except he travels. Nothing. And there's some of you like that. Even if God opens 10 doors in Ghana, you won't stay. Glass and quiet. Now some of you will never see any good in Ghana. It's not possible. Ghana is bad. Ghana is filthy. Ghana is there. This is where you were born. You want to go and build your life in a nation where a dog has rights more than a black man. You don't know. In America, if a car hits a human being, a dog, they will take you of the dog first before you, the black man. That is where you think that your life will be. When God has made you better than that. Praise the name of Jesus. Some people don't like to hear that. And people have very interesting ideas about the Western world, only to get there. And for the next 2 years, they are still trying to understand what is happening to them. And so I normally tell them two things. If you're going to travel out and want to build your life, there are two things. Is that God tells you to go, or you have built capacity to conquer the land? Yeah, there are two different things. You either are told, go and I'll make you, or you have built capacity that when you land the land there, you can be in charge. That is why we are teaching these things. Are you following the love of God? So the life you have received in Christ Jesus is not just forgiveness of sins. It's not just that you were once a sinner, you know, God was angry with you, and now your sins have been forgiven. Much more than that, you have received God's life to be like a God. Are you with me?
Yes,
not a God has to be worshipped by people. No. By the demonstration of God's leadership and dominion, God has given you that opportunity.
Yes,
are you following of God?
Yes,
the Bible says that he came to his own, but his own did not receive him. Said, but as many as did receive him, to them he gave power to become the children of God. You are a child of God. Tell them that you are a child of God. The way you are saying, I'm not sure you know it very well. Say, I'm a child of God. Praise the name of Jesus Christ. Now, if you are a child of God, it means you are born by God. Is that not so? You are born by. Have you ever seen a dog give birth to a cow?
No, sir.
Amen. Or you see a goat give birth to sheep. Or you've gone into a rabbit business and you have fed a rabbit only for you to come and the rabbit has given birth to plenty mouths. Amen. Like beget like. Like beget like. When you see my son, know he's my son. You can tell. Amen.
Amen.
Are you? I suggest you marry him, give birth.
Amen.
When you see the child, you know it's a child. Because the child will come out, glory.
Glory.
See, Mr. Afia, this daughter, you can tell. You can tell. Because what is happening here? What is in him is in the child. Look at Anabe's daughter. You can tell. You see that there's something that that shows that indeed this one came from these loins. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And so when you came to believe on Jesus Christ, it wasn't just your sin being forgiven, but you were birthed like God. You were birthed of God. And what is in God is in you. Now, it is not the doing that makes you. It's not the doing that is the being. The being is in charge of the doing. I'm coming somewhere. So your identity or who you are in Christ is your being. Who you are. It's not what you are doing that defines what you are. It's what you are, who you are, that defines what you are doing. Are you following me? So a dog is barking because of the nature of the dog. The barking comes with the dog life. Hello? The barking comes with what? A dog born by a dog must not learn how to bark. It's in the nature to bark. It's normal. But if you find out that your dog, like I like watching some of these funny pets. You find them on Instagram and TikToks, you know, the white thing. They love nature. So I watch some of these funny pets, and these whites, you know, they love pets. And I saw that this white one was singing, the dog was trying to sing and was on key. But you're still a dog, you're not a human being, sir. And I said, whoa, I said, Master, he's still not a human being. Because for you as a dog, you must be born by a man, a human being, to have the life of a human being. And then the nature to sing is right in there. The being is reason for the doing. Are you following the will of God?
Yes,
so now that you have given your life to Christ, you have received God's being. You have received God's life. You have received God's life. Hallelujah.
God.
You have received what? You have received what? I love teaching about a new creation at any topic. Because it is the reason you can be stable in any situation. You will marry, your marriage will be good. Finances will be good because you know who you are. Are you with me, love God? If you know who you are, I tell you, there are things that have been talked about. You will know it. Because you know who you are. So your being born again is not just forgiven of sins. No. You have received the very nature of God. Your identity now is now God. It's God's identity. But when you see the Asari family, now be told, you know, there's a trait among the men. The shape of their hair is like their father. You can't take it out. It's there. It's there. Are you with me, beloved God?
Yes,
it's in there. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Are you born again?
I'm born again.
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 Then you have the nature of your father inside there. When he sees darkness, he sees light. When he sees death, he sees life. When he sees stagnation, he sees progress. When he sees wilderness, he sees fruit fulfilled. That is the nature you are carrying inside of you. Are you following, blood God?
Yes, sir.
That's what you have. It's right there. Peter is born and given a name that is a reed. See, you are a reed, you are not stable. The first time he meets Jesus Christ, the definer of our lives. Peter meets Jesus in John chapter number 1. And the verse number 40 downwards. Is one of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his own brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated as Christ. And he brought him to Jesus. Now when Jesus looked at him, he said, "You are Simon, the son of Jonah. You shall be called Cephas," which means a stone or a rock. His first name meant someone who is not stable. I don't know how he got that name. I don't know if the father was not stable. Because, of course, you can't be given a name that is unstable when you are just born. How can you know that? Or when he was born, he didn't cry straight. We don't know why he got that name. We don't know. And I'm sure that as soon as that name was conferred on him, his life became like that. Because you get to behave your name. Now behave it. Peter will tell you how many fish you want. You want a truck? Okay, I'll get to you tomorrow. Tomorrow can be called Peter. Peter will not pick. Maybe. I'm not sure. I'm not saying it's in the back, but I'm trying to understand something here. Maybe Peter will tell you, oh, we're raising money to buy a land for the church. We need people to give us 100,000. Peter comes out, writes his name, Romangelo. When are you redeeming it? So, by the end of the month, I don't know how you call Peter. Peter will not pick. He's not coming to church. Peter. Unstable. But he meets Jesus, and Jesus says, you are the rock. Jesus will refuse to accept the opinions of people about you. People have opinions, though, as we are sitting right now. The way, like everybody looking at me in front of you now. Somebody has surveyed you. You say, oh, call me, that's the, is it that sister that's like smiling? You have opinions about you. But Jesus says, no. You are not spirit. You are the rock. You are stable. You are not unstable. That's not who you are. You are not made that way. You are not coined that way. You are stable. You are not what you have been through. You are what I say you are. That's who you are. Yeah. That's who you are. It reminds me of Gideon. He's preparing his meal, hiding. And an angel appears and says, oh, thou mighty man of valor. I said, what is that? How you are calling me and what I'm going through, they don't meet at all. It's against what I'm seeing here. So I don't know how you feel this morning. I don't know how you have felt over the period. But I'm reminding, number one, not just your sins forgiven, but most importantly, you have the life of God. You have breath of God. What is in God is now in you. What God does is what you do. I will love God. And to help you appreciate it, so when you go home, you can look at that scripture and repeat to yourself. 1 Peter 2:9. You are a chosen generation. You are what?
I'm a chosen generation.
You didn't do anything to get it?
No, sir.
Take us there. That's it. You are what? A chosen
generation.
God picked you. By grace are you saved. God picked you. You didn't do anything. You are chosen. You are chosen. You are chosen. Let me enter your spirit, man. I'm a chosen generation. You know the part that beats me? The Bible said, before the foundations of the world, God chose us. Before. You know what that means?
Yes, sir.
Before the foundations of the world. It means before even God created the universe, He had chosen you. It shows how important you are to God. It shows how accepted you are before God. A lot of us have certain crisis. You want to be accepted by people. Sometimes the way you dress, you have acceptance. You are paid 1,000 cedis a month, yet every Sunday you wear something new. Pressure. No, that is not it. You are holding an iPhone. Which is latest now? Abba. 16 Abba. 15. Yeah, 15. 15 Pro Max. That is about, how much is it? 23,000? 23 what? For what? Four.
And all you do with that phone is take selfie and pictures. And 23,000 is in your pocket. And your offering is still 5 cents. You don't have a first degree, you are holding 23,000 in your pocket. They say marriage is about money, but you have 23,000 in your pockets. Because perhaps you think that that phone makes you accepted. How much is a good week? How much? 30K.
Yes, sir.
What's the average price of a good week? You're not saying something. Yes, how much? 8,000. I'm even sweating. 8,000. And it's on your head. And you're walking with 8,000. What? Wow, 8,000. 8,000. How much is in your account? How much is your savings? What am I trying to say? If God has accepted you, you need nobody's approval.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. You are a chosen generation. You want to buy a car? You're trusting God for a car. It's one thing to have a car, but to maintain the car. The black car we use is gone for maintenance, and personally. One time something spoiled in the car. He checked it. He said, oh, just the two. 10,000. For shocks. 10,000. Lord, I receive range over. In the name of Jesus, I receive range over. Range. It's not your range. It's one thing to own a car and have the capacity to maintain it. You don't need that car to prove any point. I'm accepted by God. I'm a chosen generation. Before God prepared the earth, even before angels were made, He chose you. You are too important. I am a chosen generation. I am a chosen generation. Hallelujah. I'm not rejected.
I'm eternally accepted.
That is how we go before God in prayer. We are not confused that He won't answer us. Somebody asked me a question and said that when you are praying about something, you're not seeing it. And I said to the person that there's no time spent with God that's a disadvantage. It's an advantage. And I saw a video, somebody was asking a question to you for Sunday that you want more of God, you know, He has prayed down, but He's not having more of God. What should He do? Then Theophilus started laughing. He laughed for a while, and then he now said, there are no side effects to seeking God. So keep seeking Him. I get it. Why are you rushing to? I pray that I'm seeing nothing. Keep praying. Because you know something? There is a multifaceted dimension of advantage to prayer. That the deliverables come in phases. Do you get it?
Yes,
now, you are praying for a car. And actually, you need it. But as you are praying for a car. God is okay, I've heard that we provided a car, but we need to put you in a proper place right now. The house you're staying, if you park the car, they will steal it. They will steal it. Are you with me? The current boss you have will not increase your pay, so they sack the boss. And you don't realize that you are praying for a car, but he that knows the end from the beginning has arranged your they sacked the man. You see, when you start to pray, it's not a waste of time.
So many things are happening.
You have no idea. That praying for a wife. And God sees that your wife is not in Ghana. It's not an excuse, you better leave it. You are praying for a wife. While you are praying that prayer, somewhere, somehow, and when they come for you to travel, you didn't think of it, you don't want to go, not realizing that God is trying to orchestrate something with you. So you are praying for this, but God is helping. Before this comes, this is needed, because I chose you before you were born. So I know the things. So before even God made the angels, he chose us. That is why the reason for the earth is man. Are you following? Number two, he says that you are a royal. You are royalty. Because your father is a king of all kings. And if you are birthed by him, then what is you are? A prince is a king who has no territory. That's a prince. He's a king, but has no territory. Because for you to be a king, you must have a kingdom. A king plus domain. That's how you're a king. So if you're a king without a territory, under your father, you're a prince. That is not about age. You have no place to rule. Are you following of God? You are royalty. In the case of this kingdom, you don't need your father to be thrown. To be enthroned. You are enthroned with him. It's so beautiful. Only God can do that. There are kings. There are kingdoms. There are mountains. And there are only a few will reign forever. To his kingdom there'll be no. Tell neighbor your royalty. Look for another person. Two more people. Tell them your royalty. 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 You are royalty. You are royalty. You are royalty. Oh. Revelations 1 verse 5 says, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth. To him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his blood and has made us kings and priests to his God and our Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. He has made you and I kings and priests. Peter said that you are royal priests. So that is a kingship battle. You rule. You are designed to rule. You rule. You what? For where the word of a king is, there is what? Power. You rule. You are a king. That's why you can't dress anyhow. How can you go to tower slippers? The whole king like you. You just dress anyhow. But today I remind you that you are a king.
Okay.
Please, that king, it's cut across why? It's both male and you don't dress anyhow. So now me can't deal with hey yaba. Now to my bobuza. A king. No, watch the kings carefully. Look at them very well. You are a king. Now you see the issue about identity. I was checking out a definition. Let me just read that to you so that you understand what I'm doing. I hope you are being blessed this morning.
Yes,
God is good and all the time. I have 9 more minutes to end this word. Let me read this to you. Thank you, Jesus. Now, one definition of identity says that the quality or condition of being the same in substance, composition, nature, properties, or in particular qualities under considerations, absolute or essential sameness. It means that you are the same everywhere. Do you get the point? So, if you know you are a king, you are not only a king when you are in your palace. You are the king in the bathroom. You are a king when driving. You are a king when you are in the market. You are a king. You don't retire on who you are. Who you are is who you are. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
So when you come to church, you dress, you don't expose anything. But when it's not church, you expose your body. You are a king, sir. You are a king, man. You are a king. You are God's the same yesterday, today, and forever. How come that in church you are different from what we see at home? What we see you in church is that you can't talk. Let's follow up, understand, and come and do follow up at you around your area. We hear somebody shouting, May you be the one. What happened? You are a king. You don't change. You are driving somebody across you. The whole king. Wait, time to rock a shaggy on it. King. And you pack your car. Hey, king. You are a king. You don't change. You are a king at home. You are a king in the workplace. You are a king. A king not of this earth. A king by God. You walk with dignity and decorum. You don't go to work early because it increase your pay. You are a king. Kings are not supervised. They are responsible. When you are church, you are holding your wife's back. As soon as you leave the environment, they fall back. King! You're a tell yourself 5 times, I'm in charge. Wow. You were a royal. You were a priest. You are an oracle of heaven. You are the one that brings life where there is death. You are the one that stands in the gap and ensure that God can intervene in the affairs of men. Before your time, no one could approach before God anyhow. And by reason of your new birth in Christ Jesus, you are that priest that can access God's throne at any time, anyhow. I should be the reason why if somebody is going through turbulence, when they meet me, that's the end. I'm the end to your problem. Is that serious? We are only ordained as pastors because in the body, God has structured that way. That amongst the company of priests, there must be one priest that, you know, will help coordinate the other priest. So you're also a priest. You're a pastor. Yeah, you are an apostle. You are a prophet. Are you with me?
Yes,
you're a prophet. That you are walking in the giftings and the power and authority of a priest. So what you know that if you see me do, you don't like, don't do it because you are like me. What did I say?
Now,
priest. Glory to God. Priesthood speaks of intercession. An intercessor. One who picks God's counsel and stand on that counsel and ensure that what God has written is what is being seen. You we have reached. Hallelujah. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You were royal. You were royal. You were royal. You were royal. Hallelujah. People of God, it's on this premise that faith is effective without any distortions. It's on this premise of who you are in Christ. You are chosen of God before the foundation of the earth. You're so special to God. So special. So special. You're so special. Tell them you're so special to God. You know why I made us to pray that prayer of understanding? Because when you receive it, you will value the word that comes to you. You are chosen. Dear sister, don't think that your value will be higher if you marry. It's my first one to marry because all your friends are marrying. Have they told what they are going to? Have they told you? When they were struggling, I saw this young couple just got married. They didn't have to hear. They didn't have to hear. We're in the same flight together. We were about to board the flight. Stuck in the way of the best.
I did not stop that.
Me won't be any look real to me. Come on. What's that? If you don't know your value now, even if you marry, you'll still be devalued. You are accepted by God.
Accepted by God.
And you are royal. That is when you want to decree a thing that you are afraid. Are you with me? But you don't know you accept it. But you don't know God delights in you. You're not bold enough to establish divine counsel. But when you know, I was speaking at a conference yesterday and I told them, I said, doesn't matter what platform I'm on and who is on that platform. The fact that I'm on that building means they don't have what they have. For you, if you like me, is let the blind see, let the lame walk. What I have, it heals spiritual blindness. Spiritual lame. How will you feel intimidated? Because put us on the same platform. And Bishop Dr. Kamulia said, I respect that, my father. Why am I on that bill? Why do you put my face there? Is there something I have to do with that assignment? Nobody there can do it. Then you will find this on the program and you are intimidated by who? Are you with me? You know what you carry? I'm accepted. I'm accepted by God. Understand? Yeah. And then we invite your programs and you see popes and bishops. Ah, smile. There's something you have. None of them can do it that day. It's only you. That is it. Are you here with me at all?
Yes,
your company is doing something, something, and they add you, and those that have been there have 50 years experience, 20 years experience, only have 2 years experience. Say, I don't mean self at that one. You father say, hello? Yeah, because God accepts me. Are you with me?
Yes,
yeah. So I start to pray. I don't pray and think that, oh, God will have you. What do you mean? Father, good morning. Come on, the chat. Start talking. But what do you say? I pray in tongues. But by all means, Papa lost my voice. I'm accepted. Amen. And I'm royalty. There's a church I know, they teach the members how to walk. But when this church began in Kumasi, it was a must for every young man to wear tie. was a must. The bishop said that we are royalty, don't dress anyhow. So if you find bishop at the gate, as soon as you enter, you look at your tithe. It's not well that you remove it, not it, put it back, can go in. So people thought the church was a scaffolding. Look at how we're dressed. If we don't say tithe, only the Romans in the Bibles. Coordinated. But we live in a generation that thinks that, you know, that two here, rough hair here. Show me a king in our days, in our time. Who became a king, put tattoo everywhere. Show me that king. Don't show which king. Anyone in the position of great responsibility is an example of the generations. So they no longer live for themselves, but for the people. It's so serious that now, gradually, you know, I think people used to forget their comb. Now it's become fashion. So now it's not about forgetting comb. Even the bishop, they have this form. Yeah. If you don't make this, hey. Nature of God. I am like him. So I do things like him. This is who I am. I want to lift your voice and pray for 2 minutes. Loud as you can. Speak in tongues. Just pray. You need that grace.
God bless you for listening to this message. You can also enjoy our messages on Anchor, Spotify, Podcast Addict, and all other podcast platforms. Visit us at Dominion Chapel International, the special place near the XGI building, Shashi, Accra. Do remember to subscribe to this podcast to receive more life-impacting teachings by our seasoned ministers of the gospel every single week. You can also follow DCI, their special place, on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Always remember that God loves you.